Acts chapter 12. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the assembly, and he killed Jacob, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing by the assembly unto Yahweh for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers outside the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of Yahweh came upon him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Rise up quickly." His chains fell off from his hands, and the angel said to him, "Gird yourself, bind your sandals on your feet." And so he did, and he said to him, "Cast your garment about you and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was true, which was done by the angel, but thought that he had saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through 1 street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Now when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that Yahweh has sent an angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." When he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Miriam, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl came to listen, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she did not open the gate for gladness, but ran in and spoke about how Peter stood outside the gate. And they said to her, "You are mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so, and they said, "It's his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning to them with the hand to hold their peace, declared to them how the master had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things to Jacob and to the brothers." And he departed, went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir amongst the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and did not find him, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and there stayed. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration to them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a mighty one and not of a man." And immediately the angel of Yahweh smote him, because he did not give Yahweh the honor, and he was eaten of worms and died. But the word of Yahweh grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Shaul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. End of chapter.